what a circular bioeconomy might look like in practice. The Argonaut Project is predicated on a fundamental yet unassuming notion that biological resources should be utilized effectively, circulated for as long as possible, and transformed into products that generate value without compromising potential. The project explores real-world use cases to make the idea concrete. Of these, three use cases are worthy of particular consideration as they demonstrate the potential of bio-based innovation to impact diverse aspects of daily life, including consumer products, plant nutrition, and food upcycling. Collectively, these use cases demonstrate the potential for the transformation of biological residues and renewable raw materials into valuable, high-end products. It is possible to utilize residues in the production of materials. A prominent example of this is the development of bio-based and circular materials for consumer products. This encompasses items such as a bag or a designer piece crafted from biopolyurethane-based materials. These products are a straightforward substitute for conventional plastics. In reality, they represent a more extensive transition towards materials that are designed with circularity in mind from the initial conception stage. In contrast to the conventional utilization of biomass as a direct source of raw materials for immediate consumption, Argonaut investigates the potential for biomass to be incorporated into long-lasting, functional products that are more seamlessly integrated into circular value chains. This particular use case of biopolyurethane is of particular importance as it demonstrates the interconnection between sustainability, design, usability, and market appeal. A product that is bio-based must demonstrate the ability to perform effectively, possess an aesthetically pleasing design, and be integrated into the daily lives of consumers. Should this be the case, it has the potential to facilitate the transition of circular bio-based solutions from research to real adoption. The utilization of bio-based solutions for the nutrition of plants. The second use case focuses on bio-based plant nutrients. These include biostimulants and biofertilizers. They are used for gardening needs. They are made from digestate from biomethane production. This digestate comes from a sewage treatment plant. This field offers considerable promise due to its capacity to demonstrate the potential for the effective utilization of residues and biological side streams in a manner that is conducive to agricultural productivity. Rather than resulting in waste, these byproducts can contribute to plant growth, enhance soil health, or reduce the necessity for more resource-intensive inputs. The significance of this use case is readily apparent to those engaged in horticultural practices, namely gardeners and growers. The advantages of this approach are manifold, encompassing enhanced plant performance, healthier soils, and a more sustainable approach to cultivation. For the bioeconomy, the significance is even more pronounced. The utilization of bio-based plant nutrients has the potential to facilitate the closure of nutrient cycles, thereby reducing reliance on fossil-based or synthetic alternatives. This approach offers tangible benefits for users while contributing to environmental sustainability. In this sense, the use case extends beyond the mere objective of producing a greener and circular product. The third use case demonstrates the process of converting food residues into valuable products, with a particular focus on upcycled foods such as sauces. This includes food supplements that contain beneficial compounds extracted from plants or food production residues. The concept of circularity is especially important at this point. Materials that were previously regarded as low-value byproducts have the potential to contain bioactive compounds, fibers, or other useful ingredients with nutritional or functional value. Through careful processing and product development, these residues can be transformed into ingredients that support health and reduce food waste. The concept of upcycled food products serves as a compelling illustration of the manner in which innovation can effectively integrate environmental and economic value. The utilization of these byproducts has been demonstrated to assist in the reduction of pressure on primary resources while simultaneously generating novel market opportunities from side streams that would otherwise remain underutilized. In addition, this particular use case demonstrates the necessity for careful assessment. The success of a food product derived from upcycling is dependent on its safety and efficacy, as well as its credibility from a sustainability perspective. It is precisely at this juncture that Argonaut's assessment framework proves its worth. The three use cases also reveal an important lesson. Bio-based innovation is most convincing when it is both technically sound and understandable to users. People need to see not only that a product is renewable, but also why it matters, how it works, and what problem it solves. This was one more episode from the Argonaut Project. We hope it sparked new ideas about what a circular bioeconomy can look like in practice. Keep following us for more stories, insights, and updates, and join us on our journey towards a more sustainable future.